Prince nailed it in one and out the gate in his 1981 song, Sexuality. We've been living on this earth like we don't own the joint. Incomparably honest, he told the truth. Pardon me for living, but this is my world too. This is my body. You can't tell me what to do with it. Sisters and brothers, this is really what speaking truth to power looks like. Not picking a class category from the bag of confusion power presents and then railing at it. Continuously over the course of his life, Prince urged us in what was clearly an invocation and perhaps the central unifying theme of both his political philosophy and strategy. Prince urged us not to settle for anything less than what we want. In excerpts, I'm going to be reading excerpts from songs that span his musical career from 1981 to 2015. We live in a world overrun by tourists. They look at life through a pocket camera. What? No flash again? Stand up, everybody. This is your life. Let me take you to another world. Let me take you tonight. You don't need no money. You don't need no clothes. The second coming, anything goes. Sexuality is all you'll ever need. Sexuality, let your body be free. Come on, everybody. Yeah, this is your life. I'm talking about a revolution we gotta organize. We don't need no segregation. We don't need no race. New age revelation. I think we got a case. I'm okay as long as you are here with me. Sexuality is all we ever need. Reproduction of a new breed. Leaders, stand up. Organize. So excited. Don't know why. Maybe it's because we're all going to die. And when we do, what's it all for? You better live now before the Grim Reaper comes knocking on your door. Tell me, are we going to let the elevator bring us down? Oh, no. Let's go. Let's go crazy. Let's get nuts. Look for the purple banana before they put us in the truck. Let's go. And if the elevator tries to bring you down, go crazy. Punch a higher floor. The purple one will escort you to places within your mind. The former is red, white, and blue. The latter is purple. Come on and climb around the world in a day. If the song we're singing is truly the best, then that, my brothers and sisters, is the ultimate test. We can change anything at all. This is my world. You can't make me change. Maybe we all got to rearrange our brains. Only we can change the world. Pardon us for caring. We didn't know it was against the rules. If we only want to love one another, then tell me now, who's the fool? No father, no mother, no sister, no brother, nobody can make me stop. Said, if you didn't come to party, child, I think you better get up off of my block. Now's the time to find a rhyme that's got a reason and frees the mind from angry thoughts, the racist kind. If we all want to change, then come on, get in line. Next time we march, we're kicking down the door. Next time we march, all is what we're marching for. Now we clarify forever. In other words, as long as it takes, we ain't got no use for ice cream without the cake. We ain't got no time for excuses. The promised land belongs to all. We can march in peace, but you best watch your back if another leader falls. You can cut off all my fins, but to your ways I will not bend. I'll die before I let you tell me how to swim. And I'll come back again as a dolphin. Why does my brother have to go hungry when you told him there was food for all? This is the man that stands next to the man that stands to catch you when you fall. The ones who love me without condition, this is my wealth. And with these words, I will win. Repeat them over and over again. all understand and all stand under this affirmation now. By the power invested in me by God, all negativity bows. All negativity bows. All negativity bows. Strange, but true. Let's see what you can do. Wherever you are, think of your dreams. Remember that dreams become the life you lead. Whatever you play, it's okay to lose, ooh, sometimes, as long as you learn from every game you choose. Join the party. Make a sound. Share the truth. Preach the good news. Don't let nobody bring you down. There are only two kinds of folk and the difference they make, the ones that give and the ones that take. I was born and raised on the same plantation in the United States of the red, white, and blue. Expected so much more from a loving society. If it was just a dream, call me a dreamer too. I got news for you. Freedom ain't free. They lock you in a cell if you try to be. But the ones who say no make history. Call it an act of God. Call it what you want, except an act of God. I come from North Minnie, and I never run from any, and I ain't about to start right now. From the very beginning to his last CD, this man spoke unequivocally. We have to be free. This is our destiny. And he left this as his legacy. We have to protect it. Prince could see that we did not love ourselves, and as a result, could not love our brothers and sisters. And he could see the immediate cause that we've been disconnected from our bodies and thereby stripped of vitality, and with it, the authentic love, thought, empathy that it means. On the most innocuous to power level, most of we afflicted know this and express it in phrases that have been made cliche, like getting back in touch with my body, and allow ourselves to be directed down the pre-approved routes, martial arts, dance, etc., that power offers to manage our attempts to bridge our disconnection from what our bodies want. A disconnection that power intentionally misidentifies and misdiagnoses to keep us towing its line. So Prince knew that we needed to see that an organized few were in fact causing it, our spiritual disarmament, and that capitulation would mean the end of our chance for a healthy humanity. Making resistance our only viable path. And that we needed to be shown what true resistance to power looks like. Seeing this, he made of his life an extended opportunity for us to practice refusing what we don't want. And to stand up to those who try to force us to be other than what we are. In our last show, we said that the opposite of obedience is love or empathy, meaning that as passive obedience is the premise of class, and that this principle cannot be installed unless we turn our backs on what our bodies want, turn our backs on what our bodies tell us, i.e., do not love ourselves, and having no empathy for ourselves absolutely forestalls our having empathy for others. We must go back to the start of that crooked road and straighten it. This process of installing obedience and its reinforcement with the coerced work system is what is now being reversed.